Blue dwarf, you must be choking.
How the smeg did you do that?
Who you talking to?
Mumbled Phil, muzzily.
That woman, Katrina's girlfriend.
Yes, I wish she'd stop doing that, grumbled Seymour.
Everyone looked at Solvay and Niplay like they'd suggested they all indulge in a generous portion of genital soup for lunch.
You can see Ashani. Jay's frown could have cracked walnuts.
Yeah, she's standing right there.
Phil was starting to recover from the terrible verse.
Don't think she is, mate.
Jay looked around suspiciously, as if expecting her to reveal herself. Cass scanned the group.
According to the psi scan, Alex and Seymour are experiencing a group hallucination.
You mean they both think Ashani's here, but she's not?
Alex stopped snarling in Bedge's direction and began listening to Cass, who nodded.
Exactly. It seems like they're a bit confused.
But why? And why isn't it affecting the rest of us?
Well, I think it could be...
The rest of her sentence was snatched horribly from her mouth as a freshly booted Bedge knocked the air from her.
I'll tell you why, he snarled. But let me cheer myself up first.
With that, he threw her across the room where she landed on Phil.
Hey!
Alex tenderly returned Gomez's mangled skull to the floor, before slowly standing up. Rage caused his body to tremor, but there was no evidence of it in his tone.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Just having a laugh, ain't I?
Chortled Bedge throatily. His laugh was like a death rattle.
Well, that's lucky, said Alex, apparently calmly, while reaching for a bazookoid. Because I'm in the mood for a good laugh.
His face told another story. Phil helped Cass sit up. She was conscious, but as fuzzy-headed as he'd been a short while ago. Jay also turned on the simulant and jerked his head towards Gomez.
I think you've done enough damage for one day, don't you?
Gar looked at the two men squaring up to him and leered, but then his wake-up program ended. He whirred for a moment and shook his head.
Oh, masters, I'm so sorry. How can you ever forgive me, you horrible fleshbags?
Jay squinted. Looks like Gomez reprogrammed him.
Yep.
Not entirely successfully.
Nope.
Think we can mend him?
Yeah, but not sure I want to.
Jay was about to reply when he felt a choking sensation. This was because Max was on his back, choking him with a wire. Chrysler wheeled around madly, grasping at his throat, stripy baby on his back. The others flapped and yelled and swatted and grabbed. But mainly, they screamed.